at julieland.com. I'm Justine Jolie, your guest host this week, because Julie's around the world somewhere doing who knows what and who knows why. You can check me out at justinejolie.com. Today, our guest is Zoli Suicide. What's up, girl?
Not much. Just fucking around in L.A. like usual. Shooting, dancing, you know.
Dancing
usual
where?
Bullshit. Silver Rain, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. It's just okay.
Yeah, you know, same strip club bullshit, like other strip club bullshit, you know.
And before we started the interview, weren't you complaining about moving something? And what was that? what were you moving?
I was adjusting myself because my pants are really low and I have 3 piercings on my vagina and sometimes they get a little caught in the jeans and it's a little uncomfortable. So
just doing a quick pussy adjustment.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't wear any underwear, so it's, you know, torture sometimes getting these things caught up.
But I know that you're severely masochistic, so you like it, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've just always kind of been into that before I even realized that I was into, like, BDSM and everything. I liked pain a little bit more than normal people, so.
That would explain the tats?
Yeah, well, yes, it would. And piercings and other, you know, things.
So how many piercings do you have since? Unfortunately, since this is audio, they can't really see you like I do. So they can't see the doll face that's tattooed on your knuckles. They can't see the cute little eye piercing. So how many piercings and tats do you have, and what are they, and where are they located?
Oh, what a question.
I know. That's fucking loaded.
Yeah. I have half-inch plugs in my ears. I have my anti-brow pierced on the right side. I have my nose pierced, my tongue twice, my belly button, and my vagina 3 times, and outer labia piercings and a hood piercing. And then tattoos I have everywhere. So.
My goddamn. So we know about the doll face on the knuckles. We also, you have a rainbow heart tattoo right in between your boobs, which I'm looking at right now, and they are fucking fabulous, just so you guys know. Like, titties galore right now. I'm having a hard time focusing. Then you also have a saying tattooed on the lower portion of your back because your jeans are so low and you ain't wearing no knickers. I happen to catch a glimpse. So what does it say?
It says, "Dream as if you'll live forever. Live as if you'll die today." It's a James Dean quote.
Nice. Very nice. And why that particular quote?
What a story. One of my ex-girlfriends was actually going to get it. We were together at the time, and I thought it was really cool. And she and I were going to get it together, and then I started getting it tattooed, and she became a huge bitch like she always did, and decided that she wasn't going to get it. So I got the tattoo that she wanted. She said that I stole it from her. And then later on when we got back together, she ended up getting it anyway. So she and I, if you ever see her, you'll know that she used to be my girlfriend because we have the same fucking tattoo.
So that leads into the next segue, which is girls or boys?
Girls.
Girls?
Yes.
Ah. And why is that? Why only girls?
It's
not for me. Hey, I'm down with that, man. Because if you guys haven't seen, Jolie is just drop dead gorgeous. So.
I don't know. It's just kind of where it's at for me. I've, you know, slept with men and everything, but it's not, it doesn't really click in my brain. It's not what feels best to me, so.
Penis is not on the menu.
I only like the cock when it's attached to a woman.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, there's always, you know, but to say there's always other things you can do as well. But we're not going to get into that one.
From what I remember you saying, you like, you know, being wearing one of those and...
Dude, I love wearing a strap-on. Are you kidding? I can fuck just as well as man. Gotta get the hip action right, actually.
Yeah.
I would right now, but unfortunately, I hurt myself snowboarding. Aww. I have a huge bruise on my ass, if you'd like to see it. Like, it's about this big. It's about the size of a quarter, and it's right underneath the bone on the left side, I believe.
Excuses.
Not excuses. I'm not sure they would appreciate not getting to know you. We can have sex after we get to know you. And I say we as in all of you guys out there, because you are definitely going to want to check her out. So obviously, what kind of sex are you into? Like, what is it about, you know, having sex with girls that's really does it for you?
Oh man, what a question. I don't know. It's just more sensual than men, I found. It's just on a different level. I don't know. It's women know what women like, and I don't know. I enjoy kind of playing the male role a lot of times. I really like, actually, it depends on the situation, but, you know, I like being in control and, you know, just, I don't know. It's just totally where it's at for me. It's just everything about it. I love it. I love just making a woman happy and hearing her scream and just all that. It's just where it's at. I don't know.
Why hearing a woman scream? What is it about that? And how do you actually get a woman to scream?
Well,
I mean, there are certain ways. I'm sure everybody can you know, let their imaginations run wild here, but right. I want to know what it is for you.
What it is for me? Oh.
How do you do it?
How do I do it? It totally depends on the girl. And I think a lot of the it's more challenging than men. You know, men are easy, so I
enjoy... Men are easy how, though? Because I'm sure every man right now is like, God damn it, I'm not that easy. But yes, you guys, you're whores, you're easy.
Yeah, it's just with women, from woman to woman, everybody likes something completely different. So it's the challenge of finding what exactly they like in their spot and everything. And
give me an example.
Give me an example.
Holding down a girl by her throat, you know, is it, you know, opening up the labia? Is it massaging the labia? Is it, you know, like literally Hoover action? How do you get a girl to scream? What is it for you that generally, like, how do you seduce a girl into bed in the first place? And then, like, once you get there, how do you communicate with her in order to get her to scream?
Wow. Let me think about that one. I guess getting women into bed isn't really, I don't honestly have to do much most of the time. And
I can see why. As hot as you are, you're dangerous.
Honestly, I have a joke about pulling cheesy pickup lines on women that actually work. Like, hey, you know, okay, I'm just going to go home now. So this kind of sucks, whatever. So how about I stay at your place? And it's just like, okay, you know, and I don't know. I just have a plethora of cheesy pickup lines that always seem to work and all of my guy friends hate me for, because it, you know, I can get away with it and they can't. But
well, you're drop dead gorgeous, I can see why.
It doesn't take much, but not to brag or anything, but
so then you've obviously, it's a cheesy pickup line, and then what?
It all depends on the scenario. I mean,
so give me an example. One night when you took your girlfriend home, like, what did you do? How did you, you know, how was the O achieved?
Let's see. Wow, it's hard to pinpoint one specific scenario, but I just do a lot of teasing. So there's a lot of building up to that moment. And I think that is more what does it for women, is like the build up versus, you know, just teasing a woman for like hours before you actually go down on them, and just breathing down there and just, you know, just really working it up to that one moment. So when you actually get to the point where you're, you know, fucking, then it's really intense because it's so anticipated in their mind. And it's just, I don't know, I have a lot of like scratching going on, and then a lot of really like sensual, like softer stuff. And it's just like a mix of like, you don't know what I'm going to do next. Am I going to fucking bust out something to hit you with, or am I going to kiss you all over and just be really sweet? Or it's kind of a surprise, you know, it's like keep them, you know, not knowing what's going to happen next and whatever.
Keep them off balance.
Yeah. And then once it gets to that moment, it's usually pretty, you know, built up in their mind, and then it's all fun and games from there.
I was going to say, it's a crescendo that ends up breaking like a fucking wave.
Yes,
and there's also another tattoo that I noticed right above your clit. And what does that say?
It says, "I'll take your breath away."
Nice, nice. I like that. So what was your first time with a girl? When was that? How old were you? How did that happen? Did you go, Oops, I fell backwards on your bed.
My first time with a woman was when I was 17, and it was my actually first real girlfriend and my first love. So I remember being really, really terrified that I wasn't gonna know like how to make her happy, you know, because I was just, you know, all new to me. But I don't know. She's actually the one that has the same tattoo that I have. So,
aww.
Yeah. So it was cute, but
was it magical, majestical?
You know, I don't remember.
Damn. Dude, she's going to love to hear that, by the way.
No, no, I mean, there were...
She's going to be like, you don't fucking remember the first time? Please.
No, I had hooked up with a lot of women before then, but that was the first time that I had actually gone down on a woman. So, I mean, there had been, you know... Actually, there was this one time. I remember the first time... the first time I was touched by a girl was, I think, in front of about 20 people in a jacuzzi on a really drunken night, and... We were all, like, there were a bunch of women.
How old were you?
I was 17. Yeah.
A drunken night at 17.
Yes. There were a bunch of us in a jacuzzi and a bunch of other people around. And I don't know. It just started escalating. I kind of favored one of the girls there. So at one point, somebody in the jacuzzi said, "Wait a minute. Is her hand moving right now? What's going on?" So that was pretty awesome. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. I had a lot of like mild experiences, and then I had my girlfriend, and then really, you know, learned like what was going on and kind of all that BS.
Aww. That's awesome, though.
It's kind of cutesy, awesome. I guess.
So what is, okay, you're a suicide girl. I have no idea what that means. So you're going to have to explain that in detail. Because honestly, I don't know. I do know that Suicide Girls is a huge site that it offers alt girls, but that's as far as my knowledge goes. So yeah, what's up with that, man?
Basically, there's a bunch of tattooed, pierced, like goth, pinup girl type thing going on.
Is there a certain standard of beauty that they have to have?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure what their standards are, because it really varies on the types of women that are on there. And I think that there's definitely something on there for everyone, whether you're into like bigger women or really petite women or really gothic women, really like cutesy young looking women, or just there's a little bit of something for everybody. So as far as a standard, I'm not sure what that would be, because it's really, you know, it's up to them. But there's a lot of women on the site, and we do nude photo sets. That's the basis of the website, and it's kind of set up like a MySpace. Like, we have a blog set up, and people can leave comments for you. And
do you check yours all the time? Do you answer your blog?
You know what? I'm so bad about commenting and writing messages back. I think my inbox on Suicide Girls has about 700 emails in it right now that are too overwhelming for me to even look at most of the time. But, you know, I try to keep a blog and let people know what's going on and all that BS. And, you know, there's also Suicide Girls has a burlesque tour, and they have DVDs out. And
are you going to be part of the burlesque tour?
You know what? I auditioned, but I was so last minute, I didn't make it into the tour or anything, but they, maybe this year coming up, I'll do it, but okay. Who knows?
Now, are they going to travel all over the country with that? And
yeah, they did, all around the U.S., and I think that, they were going to Europe, although I'm not sure what happened. I haven't really followed it too closely.
Right on. And what is being, a suicide girl done for your career?
Basically, I wanted to get into modeling, and I came across the site, and it was just kind of like, this could be my foot in the door to, you know, getting the ball rolling with actually becoming a model and doing something serious with it.
Now, like, as in mainstream modeling, porn, like, what were you looking to get into exactly? Like, were you looking to, you know, start doing girls, or were you looking more into, you know, getting into the more mainstream side of it? Because I do know that you had a CSI appearance, if I'm correct.
Yes. I actually, when I first signed up to do it, it was one of those things where I was like, oh, you know, this could be fun, and I've always been interested in modeling, so shit, why not? And then, you know, the other half of it was, there's a lot of hot chicks on here, so I definitely, you know, I gotta be on here so I can talk to them and just be like, hey, you know, so.
So you did it because you were trolling for dates.
No, I mean, there's some really
look,
hot
I see the blushing now. I see the blushing creeping up from your beautiful chest.
Yeah, so it was kind of a very, like, loose idea of kind of, let's see where I can take this. And okay. That's kind of been my plan since then, is just everything that's happened, it's just kind of been like, all right, well, I just want to take this as far as I can get it. Like, you know, I'm just along for the ride, and I'm going to push the limits, and I'm just going to see how far modeling can take me.
Nice.
So...
Nice. Now, do you have any plans for a website? Do you have any upcoming plans? Like, are you going to start featured dancing? Because obviously you are a dancer. You did mention that early on in the interview. So are you going to start featuring? Are you going to start burlesque dancing? Like, what is it? What are your future plans? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, where am I going to be able to nail your ass down at?
Well, you can nail me right now if you want. But
except for I have two more interviews after you. I don't think that'd be very fair to you.
actually.
Yeah, let them keep on the clock.
I am in the works of building a website right now.
Okay.
So that you can, for right now, you can check me out at suicidegirls.com under Zoli, which is Z-O-L-I, in case anybody doesn't know how to spell that. But for now, that's where you can find me. And I have regular updates on my MySpace as far as, you know, where I'm traveling to, who I'm shooting with, new photos and everything.
And what's your MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ZoliSuicide.
Nice.
Yeah, so the website is in the works right now. And then as far as other modeling goes, I am shooting for Taboo magazine this week. And I'm kind of going to get more into the fetish type stuff. And, you know, obviously you and I just did something together if you want to mention your experience with that.
Yeah, I still have to call suicidegirls.com before we can actually publish that, though.
No.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can mention it, which we did do a shoot together, but there I still have to contact them and make sure that I still have the legality to use it. I need it in writing from them. Yes.
Well.
I need it in writing from them, because as much as we love you, suicide.com, for Suicide Girls, nice plug, and the wrong plug at that, and as much as we love Suicide Girls, unfortunately, I can't use any of the footage until I get written permission. They are now suing 4 solo girl sites for shooting their girls.
Really? So. Wow. Well.
So I want written permission before I use it. So
yes.
That's, you know, that's one of the things. So your website, what's it going to be called?
You know what? I haven't pinpointed the URL right now. It's still up in the air because Zoli.com is taken. So I need to think of something clever. So if anybody has suggestions, feel free to email that to me.
On your MySpace page, correct?
Yes, please.
Alrighty. So you can definitely check you out on suicidegirls.com, correct?
Yes.
And but you would prefer for people to contact you on your MySpace page, yes?
Yes. I am more likely to write back.
So don't forget to check out Zoli Suicide on suicidegirls.com or her MySpace page. Check me out at justinejolie.com, and thank you very much for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. What more can you ask for?